This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Medicine intersects with the arts in many ways. Many great healthcare providers have been writers, musicians, and the like, who have drawn on their professional experiences in healthcare to inform their creative endeavors. Well, joining me to share his perspective on all of this is Tony Seminaro. He's a nurse practitioner with hematology oncology at Upstate Medical University and the Upstate Cancer Center, and he's published 2 murder mysteries. Welcome, Tony. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me.
So you're a nurse practitioner, and you have been for over 25 years in hematology oncology, and you've published 2 books and counting,
that's right.
And we're going to talk about that. Tell us about that. How did that come to be?
Well, I started working at the Cancer Center by 1991, and I progressed from there, you know, enjoying the treatment and working with the cancer patients and the great facilities we have here at University Hospital. The physicians, the nursing staff, just all great people.
So you've only been in hem-onc. I mean, that's been your area?
I came right out of school, and I had the opportunity to apply for a position, and I got it. I worked at the Regional Oncology Center before it became the Cancer Center. We have outreach clinics in the community. And I work with a bunch of great docs. I learned a lot. They're very, you know, very smart people. And I was privileged to really have that role.
So how did you get motivated to be a writer? I mean, was this something that stems all the way back to your childhood and you always knew you wanted to be a writer?
I've always enjoyed the arts and especially movies and reading. And I have a great imagination. I guess people who know me can understand that, are probably laughing. In any event, I have written some medical mystery-type literature, and I kind of shelved it. I got distracted with it, and I couldn't really finish it. And about 2 years ago, my wife found it and was reading it and said, why don't you start doing this again? Start writing. It's something you could do when, you know, you finally retire. And I had retired from the military, and I had a background of various different endeavors. So I sat down a couple of years ago and started to write the first one, the 10 Knife Murders. And it just kind of fell into place for me. I started with some medical, and I combined it with a murder mystery.
Why did you pick the murder mystery genre, though? I mean, obviously there was something about that was compelling to you.
I love it. I've been an avid reader of many different murder mystery writers, like John Sanford and Lee Childs and Patterson, all the popular writers. I like it fast-paced, and I like to know the same characters.
You know, is that true in both of your current books?
In my current books, I have 2 investigators, which I, Nicholas Anderson and Roxanne Stefani, I have a female and a male, different age groups, and they work together. It's set in Raleigh, North Carolina, because I have a pharmaceutical and a research base for the doctor who actually grew up in upstate New York, went to Syracuse University and trained at Upstate.
So you're and using kind of you get you're using your local experience I to use kind the local of color, experience color the storyline.
Exactly. And it worked well to set the basis for these novels, which I use from novel to novel with a core group of characters.
How do you find being a nurse practitioner in something quite as some would say heavy as hematology, oncology. How did that impact either your choice of what you wrote about or, you know, your experience as a writer?
Well, as I said, I tried to incorporate the cancer research portion for this doctor character I have that does become involved in the murder mysteries, and he has a partner that's a non-physician who actually is subversive in getting involved with the tobacco companies in North Carolina, since this doctor's discovered the cure for lung cancer, a certain cancer.
Wow.
So obviously the smoking element. But actually, if the people who take the medicine or can take the medicine, if it's available to them, and smoke, they don't get the cancer either. So there's a market there
So you've really had to draw on your actual clinical experience and knowledge about cancer and all of that to really inform the book.
Exactly.
I mean, many writers will do research, but you have a firsthand look into all of this.
That's right. I did both. I had some knowledge, and I utilized some of the physicians who have more in-depth knowledge.
But how did you find the time to do all this? I mean, you said you just started, but you've been, you must have a very rigorous schedule.
I do. I usually get up around 3 in the morning. I go to gym at first at 4 o'clock, and then I come in and I start writing till about 7:30, quarter to 8.
Oh, my goodness.
And I get myself organized for the day. And then on weekends, I type and write more.
Pretty much the same, right?
Sometimes I'll sleep in at 4, 4:30, but
I'm an early person. That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm an early person, and the creative element is there in the morning as opposed to the evenings.
That's incredible, though. That's quite a schedule. Yeah. And then I wonder, do you feel like you have enough to give to your patients throughout the day after you've had this tremendous expenditure, both of physical energy and then, creative energy?
It's worked. I've felt I've always given 100% at work. Again, I work with a great team of physicians. I'm always learning from them. I'm always having their help in treating patients. And it's an intense area to work in, but it's a very satisfying, gratifying area as well.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with nurse practitioner and author Tony Seminero. And we're talking about his dual roles as a healthcare provider and a writer. So tell us a little bit more about your books. You started telling us a little bit about the story.
Right.
And it's the same characters in each of these two so far.
Correct.
And are you hoping to make this kind of a series?
Yes. I actually finished my third one. It's not published yet, but I do have the third one done. And I use the same core characters. I have various strong roles, and people are diversified, male, females. And I have, I hope, developed them in a 3-4-dimensional characterization. So they're very real. I like a fast-paced approach to it, page-turner.
Yeah.
And I think I've achieved that from what I'm hearing from people who have read it. And the intensity of it, I like to create the characters that are very believable. Hmm. In the first one, as I said, starts with the doctor. And I was going to make him more involved in the investigation of the murders that occur around this discovery of the lung cancer. But it wasn't going to work for a whole book. So I created these two investigators who are special investigators, work for the governor of the state of North Carolina.
And those guys carry through in each of the
stories? In each book.
So each book a standalone in terms of the story beginning and ending?
That's correct. There's
but the characters.
There's parallel stories. There's sort of an underlying story with the characters. I don't go on and on about them. It's more about the murders and the perpetrator and the victims. But those stories finish at the end of the book. And then the underlying characters and stories create and go into the next book.
So how did you get this published? Because I think a lot of people maybe have the concept that they'd love to write a story, the great American mm-hmm. novel. What was your process?
Well, after you write the novel, of course, you're looking for the largest market value that you can get. And you can do this by going on createspace.com and you put the book together, and then they publish it through Amazon and Kindle.
So you work with Amazon
Correct.
To have it published? And do you get any money up front, or how does
this work? You have a royalty-based agreement, yeah.
So someone must have read the book and decided it was worthwhile.
Yeah, they read it, and they make sure the content is appropriate for publishing, and then you do any changes, any editing, and technically they put it together. And it's published.
So
and
currently,
you hope for a broader market too. You're looking for a broader market all the time.
So currently, it's not a major publishing house, but it's basically. So would you consider this self-publishing? Not really.
It's a degree of self-publishing, but not in the sense where you're putting out large sums of money through other companies. They have that available, and frankly, it's not really worth it. Mm-hmm. In my opinion.
So right now it's on Amazon.com?
That's correct.
And available
look
for
under
Kindle.
Tony Seminero, books by Tony Seminero, Amazon.com.
And you've already written your third one at this
point.
And
I finished my third one. That'll be up in a couple of weeks as soon as we get the technical aspects of it accomplished.
What would you tell other people who are thinking that they'd like to do this kind of thing? I mean, what would your advice be?
My advice would be to pick a topic or a genre that you like. Something you might know about. If it's a self-help book, you want to do kids' books, You know, I do romance novels. Many people write Harlequin-type romances. They're very popular. If you want to write the murder mysteries, novels are very obviously popular. And you want to have some knowledge of what you're writing about and be able to convey those thoughts onto paper. People tell me all the time, I got a great idea for a book. And I'm sure they do, but it's different to sit down and then to make it work to all the way through the book.
Do you know the story ending when you start?
I don't.
It's interesting.
I haven't got a clue what I'm going to write
really?
About. I usually just pick the topic. Well, and now I have these core group of people I can work around. But the second book I just started writing, I had an entirely idea where I was going to go. And it just, I don't know, I see it visually and I write it and it just keeps coming.
That was the question I had, because I've actually listened to other authors talk about their process. Some will say the characters become so real to them that they take them on the journey. I'm curious if that's true for you.
My wife even tells me over and over again, these people aren't real. I said, I know, but I got to kill somebody off and I don't want to do it.
So you struggle
like
with those
children.
Conflicts.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. If you're a serious type writer and you care about what you write about, these people really exist. I guess some people do this with soap operas and things. They live in the, you know, the imaginary world with it. And I guess if you could tell the difference.
It's interesting because I once heard John Irving speak, and he said, who's a famous writer, who said that he would write from the ending back to the beginning. He would know the ending of a story, and then he would reconstruct the entire thing in kind of backwards. Hmm. So I guess everybody...
That's interesting.
Yeah, everybody has their own approach. You said you read that your favorite, basically, authors, you mentioned
John
some
Sanford
of them.
John Sanford and Lee Childs.
And those are mainly in the murder mystery genre.
I like that because they're... I can identify with the characters already. I like the characters, and I like the way he writes. I've read other authors, too, but I really like that kind of genre, that the murder mystery, but fast-paced.
Do you plan to branch out into any others, do you think? Do you think this will run its course, and then you'll want to continue writing?
I mean, it's possible. I got 5 books planned. I don't write little synopses or anything. I just know what I'm going to write about. I like to write the beginning because the beginnings are very powerful. I feel I have a real punch when I come in the beginning. I want to catch you right in the beginning. If you like that, you'll like the rest of it. And that's I plan on writing with these characters as long as I can.
Well, it's a very exciting endeavor, and I give you a lot of credit for it, especially after 25 years of working in Hemonc, and now it's kind of blossoming a whole new world,
it
a whole
sure
new
is.
Life.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming in and sharing all this with us. My guest has been Tony Simonero. He's a nurse practitioner with the Upstate Cancer Center, and he's written and published 2 murder mysteries with several more on the way. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.